Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from our people. Green's for the riches stole from our people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up the bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, huh, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical Geronimo Pratt, Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man's army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, The Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music. Kilroy.
Starting out real nice today, this is none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 4, verse 27 already this year? Wow, man, that MAN is abbreviation, acronym, for Music Activism News. And a number for those online, you can reach me at 646-478-0944. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at that 216-205 phone number, that 216-205 phone number. And I'm real thankful for those who are calling in. We have a lot of nice things to talk about, a lot of things that have happened. But before I take any phone callers, let me get the big three disclaimers out the way. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, just as important, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944, and I will listen. Hey, it's an hour-long program. Not sure how long I'll listen, but I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to speak, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You're important. Before I do anything else, I want to go to the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday and music, because there are a lot of things that have been going on. So with that being said, we're going to start with the debut at number 10. Oh, wow. We'll get to the other few phone callers in just a moment. But debuting at number 10, Jay, the GMC First Annual Youth Musical. More on that in just a little while. It's the GMC First Annual Youth Musical. More later. Number 9, debuting, Women at Rock. More on that later. Number 8, re-debuting, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later. Number 7, H-Jazz Music. Number 6, Solomon Kane. Number 5, Black House Sounds, Sheriff Kilroy, Music to Ride By. That's the My Movie 6 video. That's My Movie 6 of Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. But the new video, My Life Comes First, that hits out tomorrow at 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 4, debuting, El Reezy, CGS, Anatomy Nightclub. They really stood out there. Number 3, debuting, Black Odyssey at Agora. Hey, they lit it up at the Agora, and that was Black Odyssey. Number 2, moving up to the number 2 spot, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished, King Swisher, OPN's Minister of Information. You know, Audio Mac, he has one of the hardest CDs. He has a whole lot of artists and different people talking about revolution, turning things around. It's called The Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised. Go to Audio Mac. Check that one out. It's good to see him represent on a major scale like that. And number 1 spot, that Black Man's Army theme, but / Good for the Hood. More on that in just a little while. I'm going to check out what's going on because they've been so patient. And I want to check out, well, before I go to 216-486-216-308, I need to check out 216-205. That's 216-205. How you doing out there?
Hey, Mr. Porter, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. I'm on, like, crowd 9, 10, 11 after the past Saturday. But what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that me and the kids are listening, and we wish Mama Porter the best.
Oh, thank you so much. I know she'll appreciate that one.
Okay, well, we're going to listen.
Thank you so much, and may you have a very good evening, a very blessed one.
Yeah, we kept it short because we know you're going to.
Repeat that last statement one more time.
Oh, I was just teasing. I said I kept it short because I said I already know you got 50 things to discuss, so we got you.
Oh, thank you. You know, and before I get to the 216-308 and the 216-486, the one thing that I want to say is that I appreciate everybody. Of course, Mama Porter, she spent her happy 4th of July birthday, because it was 4th of July. She spent it, unfortunately, in the hospital, went in on Friday evening, but she got out early this morning, doing very well, so that's a blessing to her as well. And while I'm on the subject of what's going on, for those who didn't tune in, and you wonder why the first rule of thumb is to have your pencils, paper, notebook, and all of that, is because we do give as much information as possible. And I want to let people know, you can check out the organization of Black on Black Crime Incorporated on blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. I also want to let people know that you can use this same phone number of 646-478-0944 on Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Tunes with Emacs as he deals with Music Business 101. And then the 646-478-0944 phone number Wednesdays at 9 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk Radio, where you have Emacs and Mindset. They all gather collectively, deal with international politics broke down to a local level. And GMC, Greater Mount Calvary, first annual youth musical, Explosion Extravaganza. And the theme is, Lord, I look to you, from Chapter 4, verse 12. And that'll be this Sunday, July 12th, 3 p.m. at the Greater Mount Calvary, 10109 Nelson Avenue. That's 10109 out Nelson Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105, 216-429-2477. Pastor Cecil Gamble, Jr., hosted by GMC Youth Department, guest speaker, Minister Lofton. And besides Minister Lofton, you have special artists, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop, spiritual artists like Better Off, as well as Lyrical Beast, two of the crowd favorites. And for more information, 216-213-4616. That being said, I appreciate those who have put up with my mouth so far. So with that being said, let's go check and see what's happening with the 216-308 phone number. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. Really fucking well. Really good computer. I'm doing small though. This is Major.
Okay. Well, so tell me what's going on with you.
Well, I'm right now. My prayers right now is going out for Miss Porter right now. That's been my main concern. So I just wanna just keep. I'm glad to hear about the good news that, you know, she's doing well. And that's one of the main reasons why I came out on the 4th.
Oh, no.
So, besides that, though, you know, I'm still out here hurting, making sure that type of trend don't get taken, because that's a loss. That's been a culture, as far as a trait and talent that that can't go. Wait a minute, I'm
breaking
up. Y'all hear me?
Okay. I hear you now. I hear you now, so go right back and say just what you were getting ready to say.
You can do some critical location. I want to keep that clap going, you know, first and foremost. So go back to the 137 shots. Like I said, I know justice is going to get served for that. And,
yes.
I was looking at some crookedness I seen on recently about this black woman. She represented the Confederate flag, and they trying to just basically, all I'm seeing this is a bunch of like reverse psychology, and like I said, we as a culture, we need to really pay attention to what's going on, for the simple fact that that stuff, like things like that, it's causing too much confusion within our society. And basically, if I'm arrogant, you know, as far as with bringing like a flag that really represents us, then they'd be trying to bring on top of
that's true.
Blasphemy or trying to put the blame at someone, you know, trying to cause a bunch of drama. I mean, basically what I'm saying is I'm tired of the deep rootedness, basically. And like I said, as much as you was out there protesting, and a lot of the other brothers that were doing the same thing, God don't like ugly, so
Thank you for that.
I appreciate hearing from you. Check that out, though. Mr. Porter, you get a chance, check that out on the web. After the radio show, we can talk more about it, though. So this is going to bring a stop to a lot of us that's fighting for the proper cause. I mean, if first of all, those supremacies know what that flag we represent.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't try to point the blame and finger at us for the simple fact that when we out here doing the right thing, trying to tempt us to cause mayhem, it's really a part of their nature. And just seeing this folks like with this all-seeing eye, it's very materialistic, seriously, though. And, I don't mean to go off for it. I mean, there's a song got to be done about it. I mean, so.
I thank you very much, Major Tab. I thank you, because by you putting it out there in the air, you can deal with it.
Thank you.
No problem. If you hold a line, I think you'll appreciate what I'm about to get into. I promise you that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Major Tabs bringing up something, before I get to the next couple of phone calls, which is a 216-486-216-215, you never know where a phone call might take you, or if certain things might need to be dealt with. So I'm going to go to Brittany Ann Byram, a.k.a. Bree Newsom, who did what gutless, unpatriotic South Carolina officials should have done a long time ago. She climbed up the flagpole, flying the treasonous Confederate flag on Capitol grounds, took down a racist symbol of rebellion against the U.S., as well as oppression. And as Newsom, who happens to be a writer, singer from Raleigh, North Carolina, climbed, she yelled, "Come against me with hatred, oppression, and violence. I come against you in the name of God. This flag comes down today." She was assisted by 30-year-old white James Ian Tyson from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, that's the real power of God. See, to definitely, they face prison time of up to 3 years and $5,000 fine if convicted of defacing monuments on Capitol grounds. Now, Bree said in an email that we removed the flag because we couldn't wait any longer. Another day, it's a time for a new chapter where white, you know, where they were definitely sincere about dismantling white supremacy and building towards true racial justice and equality. Other members of her activist group were quoted as saying, they were tired of waiting for the judicial system to make a decision that they have prolonged for so long. So, you know, as preachers preach, she acted. She's definitely not a Facebook activist or Facebook revolutionary. Now, if you want to take it so far, the creator does say, for those who choose, for those who would use the term Yahweh, God, God does say, follow man's law as it follows my law. And I'm not sure that following a racist flag, that it follows any interpretation of any biblical aspect, even in Allah's law. And the creator spirit showed through her, because people are sending money up to back those activists. And all I can say is that it takes a lot to say certain things, but it sure takes a whole hell of a different mindset to actually follow through, knowing what the consequences might be. Because while she was halfway up, they yelled, "Stop," and she didn't stop. So, you know, there's some people who are artists or do certain things I might not be the biggest fan of. You wonder where their mindset is. But as far as Brittany Ann Bree Newsom goes, whatever music that she has, whatever book that she's basically writing, I would definitely want to check it out for the fact of she's of that mindset of getting out of here and doing rather than just talking. Before I go to the 216-486 number and the 216-215 number that have been putting up with me for so long, I want to let people know just maybe one small thing since I'm looking at it. I need to let people know that Wow, the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. They're Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue, the Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center. You can also feel free to Facebook or Blog Talk, T-Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio, also Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious, I Am Superwoman. These are some of the ones who have definitely backed up this program. And I also would like to point out that if you're looking for stories like the one that I just spoke of, the caller before definitely brought up a couple of good things to think about. Facebook, Alfred Porter, JR, period. I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And you can also profile, you can also go to Facebook and check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop page. And with that being said, phone lines of 216-486, 216-486, how are you?
I am doing fine, sir. And Mr. Porter, I would like to thank all of my hip-hop family, all of my hip-hop friends and all that really helped to encourage me, to inspire me, to uplift me, and also prayed for me and for my health. This is Mama Porter, and I especially thank all of those, because Dantes of the Black Man's Army, as well as Black on Black Crime. The young man, one thing about it, he may be blind, but he sees with his heart. And one thing about it, Dantes caught the bus with his cane. How on earth he carried that big cake that he bought for me and brought to the meeting with all the other trimmings, pop, and everything else, I don't know how the young man did it. But one thing about it and what he said was very inspirational, because I had no way of knowing that I'd be back in the hospital. And I do remember that, and that helped uplift me. And I would like to thank all of my hip-hop family and friends, because that is why I love all of them so. Keep praying and keep on believing. And, yes, I support the young woman that climbed up and took down that racist flag. It's too bad that I didn't think about it when I was younger and was down there. But I support her 100%. And have a wonderful show, and I will hang up and begin listening, sir.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're more than welcome. Before I get to the 216-215 phone number, I promise you that I definitely will. I just want to point out, wow, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. I would also like to take the time to let people know you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show. That's Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And before I go to that phone caller, I just want to go back in time and say I was really proud of how the Black Man's Army chose to celebrate the 4th of July the past Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Instead of just getting out there to say, we're going to just celebrate a holiday, it was like, let's give back to the community. Cook for everybody and all of that. So I want to thank HJS Music. Of course, he provided the sound, microphone, food, everything else. We appreciate that. Definitely was thankful for Amma Miles, who had necklaces, keychains, the red, black, and green. But Diva rocked everything. We had none other than Lil Cleveland. And it was like a beautiful time. Rich Lucky came out and did his thing. We had so many people come through, including Mr. Milligram, my man, the host of it all, the host with the most, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. We were able to just drag him out to do his classic song, Whatever. Sheriff Kilroy got a chance to do a song, I Make Statements, and that turned out well. Tammy, as always. Sergeant Major Stokes, he spoke and even managed to give out an inspirational song. My man Major Taps, like I say, he did his thing. Black House Sounds, the Freedmans came through. It's good to have them. And Hamtonio, the newly elected leader of the Black Shield, that part of the police department, which he's doing his best, he says, to have them step up to the plate. Brother Fambros, GMS Shakespeare, you had the red, black, and green flags out there in the street. And, you know, thanks to the solo poet, and I'm glad that HGS brought his mic and sound system. You know, you had another person who promised to bring their sound system. They backed out at the last minute. And you also had somebody who was supposed to be bringing a whole lot of fireworks. They backed out. But it didn't matter because the community, we were able to give out flyers, stickers, information to the children and adults, and gave talent like it was a true Independence Day. So I'm very thankful we got a chance to do all that. I'm hoping that the feds didn't grab the dude who had the fireworks, but that's another story. I'm going to expect the best and go to that 216-215 phone number, the 216-215 phone number. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, I recognize your voice from before because I have something that I believe you had asked for, and I'm hoping, that you have, like, information or a pen to take down some information I'm about to give you.
Yes. You talking about as far as the grant and everything? Or something different?
Part of the grant, and then you had asked about some of the statistics that were going on from off of Shaker.
Yes. And
I want to give you direct contact because, real quick, I want to let people know out there that if you're dealing with music activism and news and you're dealing with it in the streets, you should be able to deal with certain things. And the information I want to give to you, because I talked to a couple of people direct, and they said they appreciated having somebody ask those type of questions and really be interested. And I don't know if you had the direct link, but it was the Cleveland Right to Life, who's located on 4427 State Road. That's 4427 State Road, and that's in Cleveland, Ohio, with the 44109 area code. And also their number is 216-681-3000. They are definitely looking for more people who have those type of questions, comments, and concerns to be a part of what they do, because a lot of times they assist others, such as in the Shaker area and other places, bring more awareness to what's going on. And you brought up a very phenomenal point on that. I do know when it comes to grants and all of that, the one place to always look and see is the neighborhood connections. But as long as you have a well-thought-out plan and you know what it is that you want to do, and that's for anybody listening within earshot, all you have to do sometimes, no matter what part of the country you're in, is to hit up grants and hit up your city, state, and see what's there. You would be surprised at who supplies grants. Even the Cleveland Foundation, they supply a lot, but I know Neighborhood Connections, they supply like so many different types of grants that as long as you have your own name for them, you have your budget, which is very important, and if they have something called matching funds or what have you, you'll be all right. So we expect the best from you. So I'm going to give you, you know, a couple of minutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, I got all that together. I was really blessed today with all the information about the grants and everything because I've been wanting to do this for 5 years, reach out to the community for youth because so many things have been going on. And not just in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, but all over the world. And I want to just have an impact on the youth and the teens, you know. But my question is dealing with Timothy and Melissa, 139 shots, and also Tamira Rice. I want to know, is the case supposed to be, both the cases going to trial? Because I've been hearing on the radio that they're supposed to be taking the officers to trial.
Oh, Well, the way that I'm looking at it right now, to answer this in about maybe 2 minutes for you, the East Cleveland Charter says it's illegal to cross into their borders and fire a weapon. And you would have thought it was cut and dry because, you know, a president of black-on-black crime, Brother Harris, and if I'm thinking about it, the community steward, Charlie Bibbs, they demanded back then that the East Cleveland councilman at large, Nate Martin, go through their prosecutor to file charges against the 13 officers, I'm thinking around December 2012, but it went to silence. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, you're talking about recently where the prosecutor in East Cleveland, they filed dereliction of duty charges against the five Cleveland police supervisors for their negligence in allowing the deaths of Tim Russell and Melissa Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to try to dig this next one up and let you know that Mayor Norton, I'll give credit when credit's due. He believes the time was right to deal with this because society, and it proves what you say in that the society wants answers and deserves to know if this was within the law or outside the law so it won't happen again. Now, the police supervisors, I call their names before, but I might as well throw it out there again. Michael Dunnigan, 44. He was from Cleveland. Patricia Coleman, she's 50, from Brooklyn, Ohio. Randolph Daly, 46, from North Ridgeville. Jason Edens, he's 44, from Avon. And Paul Wilson, 51, from Cleveland. And they, you know, they pleaded not guilty. But the supervisor's attorney, you heard me? They pleaded not guilty because they tried to offer him a plea deal, and they turned down the plea deal. So the supervisor's attorney, they argued against the move, suggesting racial motivation because the supervisors are white. Both victims are black, and if it's tried in East Cleveland, it's a suburb that's overwhelmingly black. Now, one attorney said, why go to a city that declined to charge anyone and they didn't do an investigation? And why bring prosecutors to East Cleveland? But fortunately, Prosecutor McGinty said, since the chase culminated in a shooting at an East Cleveland school's parking lot, the suburb is appropriate to try the case. McGinty added that supervisors failed to do their duty to limit, manage the chase, and it endangers the public and police they were supposed to be leading. And that he said it was an avoidable fiasco, demonstrating why police rules and orders such as two-car limit chases are created, and why supervisors are trained to follow them for everyone's safety. So to add basically what you're saying, that trial is supposed to start July the 17th. It's very hot right now because Prosecutor McGinty accused the union of stalling and covering up facts, and the union leader Steve Loomis, I think he called the East Cleveland move political desperation. He said the prosecution is desperate for a win, ignores the law and the Constitution. And, you know, my question is, if supervisors feel it's racist to try the case because it won't be tried fairly for them, then just what in the world was 12 white cops, one Latino, five white supervisors ending up with two black people murdered? So I think people really need to think before they speak. I know there are questions if East Cleveland will be able to afford things financially for a good case, but you have to remember the county prosecutor is working with East Cleveland. Okay, so the county prosecutors are being brought into East Cleveland along with their monetary resources, so it's kind of like two against one odds against the supervisors, and we're looking to see where this will lead for them, and maybe, just maybe, somebody will be found guilty. And if you can find a supervisor's guilty, then you have to go back and look at the police officers. And I want to give a quick plug while I have you on the line. If anybody can go to Facebook and check out Pastors Thompson or the Ultimate Advocates, inbox them or go on there and just ask them flat out how you can be involved in filing the affidavit against the 13 police officers, because that's still going down. Now you can be a part of it. So I hope that kind of answered your question. Was that?
The public allowed to come down there, or the public allowed to come down there, like, we're allowed to go outside?
Yes. But I would say get down there early. By next week, I'll definitely time and everything like that, because when it was the Brillo trial, even though they said it started, I believe, 9, there were a lot of people going in there around 8:45. They were lined up to go in because after they let in so many people, once you let in family members, police officers, and a few attorneys and cameras are allowed, you might only have so many people that can sit in the courtroom. So that's one of those you have to be there when the court opens immediately and go, you know, for there. So I'm sure people are allowed to go in. I believe it will work the same way in East Cleveland that it did downtown.
Yeah, I want to go down there. I want to know the time and everything so I can go down there. That's not right. Anytime they can fly a person that killed 9 people at a church and they had a bulletproof vest on him, they never shot him down.
Yeah.
That's not right. I mean, they, you know, that he had a bulletproof vest and when he killed the people down, you know, North Carolina.
Yes.
He had a bulletproof vest and they didn't shoot him. Make sure he lived. That's a shame. And then he premeditated it because the lady was laying on the floor with the child. He loaded the gun 5 or 6 times.
Right. I'm just glad that you called and asked about that. And I hope and pray that you continue to have a blessed week and that everything works out for you. And call back and let us know if the right information was given. And then, if so, how are you working things?
Okay, thank you. I need that CD.
You
were real good. You just sing real good. I like that new cut.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, hold a line. You hold a line, and I'm going to tell people this. I'll bring the CD with me. This is how you make it easy for yourself, dealing with the streets real quick. This coming Saturday, I'll bring that CD, July 11th. Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, which will be from 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd at Cleveland State University. Once again, large room 136. You can enter from Euclid or Chester. Bring your radio edit music for MC, poetry, dance, musician. We have this week special guest, the Young Leaders Program. We also have videos on the big screen, much, much more. If anybody ever wants to contact me about music, anything like that, you definitely can at picture of a sheriff's hat. You can come down to certain events. You can catch me at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, 216-804-7462. So we do everything to make it accessible, or just 9 times out of 10, Man in the Streets will be somewhere where you all are. As a matter of fact, I want to take the time real quick and let people know, while I'm talking about certain things that are going on, that July 17th, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Oppressed People's Nation, Love and Laughs. That'll be going on at 15453 Oppressed People's Nation, People's Community Center, fundraiser show for the center and their track and field program. Comedian D Hawk, C Town, a legend, and more. It's $5 in advance, 10 at the door. More information is a 216-618-8661 phone number. Sponsorship in the Hip Hop Workshop. If you're looking for sponsorship for Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, 216-804-7462. And now it's time for me to find somebody who made their way down to Good for the Hood Volume 2. So I might as well put on my man Joe Legacy with Drop
It's the
bars.
Non-believers, the ones that keep laughing in your face once you expire, but you know it. I finally hit them airways blowing up like yay. Talking down, we leave your jaw leaking. I'm the pride and good of game. Thought Monty was out of commission like Wayne. I turned it a gravy train. I provide you with that heat like a mind. Take a seat, get in your spot. I be dropping bars. Molly committed to going hard. I make war with no discharge. When your act is made, did you play your part? And you wanna end the day when you never start. We spread they life in one take. They recognize I carry weight. I stitch on no man, okay? This ain't the first 48. I still got more to say. The G code, I orchestrate them Cleveland boys regulate. If it ain't about no money, then you gotta wait. Jump shit, plop on your grave. I gave them a whole paragraph. I'm the powder in the slab. I'm the product in the back. I'm the best she ever had. I'm the one that's off the map. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be words in the streets. I'm about to take over. You sweeter than them Skittles. I spit colors like Crayola. I reek up like Scarface. Knock you out like De La Hoya. Put the package in the bag. Ship the product and take over. Motley on a paper chain. I can't hold your hand. For ya. As long as I can remember, I've been scuffling and hustling. Keep paper like a mailman. The salesman, you the customer. Be real to the people, your whole makeup is a cover up. You keep running your girl, that Marshall pump is gonna shut you up. Time to play ball, another rookie wanna run with us. Another one bite the dust. Yeah, time for me really to get my company up. Y'all wanna envy us, this game go continue. All my dollars like religion, bruh. That mean I be faithful to this money, cuz. And if you think I'm lying, then you get the buzz loud in the air. That white owl blaze them trees up. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. All money ain't good for you. Deep in the hood it get real ugly like Diddy. I'm getting real money. Anything goes. Look how I'm coming. It's near my bait. I'ma get them coppin'. I'ma off to the club. Get a couple of runners. And I ain't never picked the day. Start running. More or less time is money. Blackout sound is so direct. When them shoppers rain, ain't no coming back. That's when the combination connect. Break you down. Your whole skill set. Keep a square out my circle. Still five. They holler that. Yeah. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars.
And that 216772, I'm looking at you. So I'll be with you in just a moment. Let me get a couple of things out of the way since they're going down this week and let people know that the Women That Rock, July 9th, that's this Thursday, MC Cleto and many talented femcees, as Earn Smith would say, will be performing. Miss Lala, Nova Star Group presents Women That Rock at the Anatomy Nightclub downtown. That's at 8 to 11 p.m. I like that. Early hours on a week. Standard time, 8 p.m. Tickets, 10 in advance, 13 at the door. Definitely, you can Facebook Tamika. That's K-A, T-A-M-I-K-A, C-L-A, apostrophe, E-T-T-O. Or at MS underscore Cleto for your $10 ticket. And looking at certain other things that's going on in informational-wise, I should let people know that Kicking It With Kim is on MyLoudRadio.com. That's Wednesdays and Fridays, 5 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And Monday mornings, 2 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 91.1 FM, WRUW.org, The Butter Show. They play a lot of underground artists and definitely in affiliation with the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. And since I'm talking about certain things that are happening here and there, I would like to throw out there that 12 people shot in Cleveland, including 5 children. You know, a 7-year-old 13-year-olds who were victims of drive-bys, and it happened during the July 4th weekend. Now, Newsnet 5, also known as Channel 5 News, they interviewed me, put it on the news and all of that, and they asked for my thoughts. And, you know, for those who didn't hear me, I basically wanted people to know that, basically speaking, it's time for more community policing because cops can't do it all and aren't supposed to. See, if we have our presence out there, outside, and you have elders feeling responsible for our youth and more of us being outside for our homes, you know, instead of seeing nothing and knowing nothing, it should be if we see something, then say something. Now, Councilman Zach Reed, he called the one shooting domestic terrorist. Okay, I can see what he's saying. I'll give it to him. He's right. But if they're domestic terrorists using murder and fear, then the Cleveland police slamming Tanisha Anderson, shooting Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old, in 0.07 seconds, shooting 137 times in an unarmed car, I believe the Cleveland Police Department are definitely domestic terrorists as well. So I challenge Zach Reed to call both sides domestic terrorists as I have. And before I get on another soapbox, let's check out this phone caller who has been so, like, patient with me. The 216-772. How are you?
Hey, Al. Okay, let me get you off a speaker. I'm well.
No problem.
How are you?
Oh,
I'm okay.
I'm doing excellent.
I can tell. Now, our 7-year-old friend spoke strong words. And how is he doing, the one that got shot in the hand?
Oh, wow. You know something? I have to admit, I'm real proud of him because he spoke not only well, but he seemed to be doing very well. You know, and I'm thankful that he's doing well. It's sad that you have to be in an environment where it's like, oh, wow, the child's doing well. It's almost like, you know, they're traumatized, but they're almost used to it and hearing about a lot of this in our society. But I will say the child seems to be doing well, and I was so glad to see him surrounded by his family and the way they spoke eloquently on everything, too. So I can see where the child gets it from.
I hope we can support him for the next 30 years until he becomes mayor of this city and turns it around. I hope we don't have to wait that long, but that's a smart boy.
He is. And you know, Susan, I'm putting that down because that's a great statement that you just made in itself.
I saw leadership in his comments. So I go, man,
yes.
He's traumatized me saying that. I'm doing all right. This Saturday, the National Lawyers Guild will be conducting a legal observer training. I think we're starting at 10 a.m. at the Martin Luther King Library. Could be 11. I think we're starting at 10:30 or 11. So come on by Martin Luther King Library. If you can register on the Facebook event, it's called Legal Observer Training. Or you can call me and I'll hook you up. 216-772-6788. I'd be glad to hook anybody up that wants to take this. This just helps us document, well, basically demonstrations, protests, and how the police are acting. So people volunteer and they go out and they march along with the protesters. Sometimes they get arrested, but that's rare. But
right. That's true. That's true.
That did happen this a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago, when the 71 were arrested. They actually arrested legal observers because they wear a bright green hat. You can't miss them, but the cops don't care. They'll arrest anybody when their shift is up and it's time to go home, and the state troopers are out, and Mayor Jackson called those state troopers out. What is going on? And this is just a sign of things to come. So I hope we get our young man in mayor as mayor as soon as we can and get some smart people in these offices because it's getting crazy.
It is. And I thank you very much for bringing that up because I'm keeping that comment attributed to you. We have our mayoral candidate rolling up, and I look forward to see that day. Thank you for putting that out there, brother.
Thanks, Al. All right, take
care. No problem. You too. And definitely, I appreciate all the ones who have called and are still holding the line. It makes me feel good before I go to that 216-703 phone number that maybe, just maybe, I might be doing a little bit something right after all. As a matter of fact, I just want to let people know, man, why you want to say that about needing a new mayor? Because Cleveland has more than 3,000 city lights that burn all day, wasting up to $300,000 annually. Let's look at that one more time. $300,000 annually because the city lights are burning all day, 3,000 of them. Now, our tax money is wasted as this causes street lights to have a shorter lifespan, which leads to unsafe communities at night because they burn out, which makes a lot of sense. Now, the mayor, Mayor Frank G. Jackson's office, could do more by having Cleveland Public Power maintenance crews replace photoelectric cells that burn out. Photoelectric cells sense daylight and cause street lights to shut down until nightfall. Hopefully the mayor will take it seriously. Amid this science lesson in itself, before I go to that 216703 phone line, I want to let people know that July 19th, a video shoot for my man Rocky P4 Shilzy. He's with Trill North. Rest in peace to Worldwide, Pimp C, and Mama West. That's who my man Rocky really rolled with, was Mama West. He still represents the Trill North, and that video shoot will be July 19th, Gordon Park, for a new song called Game. All of those have like a period, so you know it stands for nothing. The G period, A period, M period, E period. And there's a car show that will be happening that day. And some phenomenal models that will be there. So I think he plans on doing it well, doing it large, and I'm glad he's inviting the city out for that one. And before I go to the next phone caller, I just have to read this one because it's funny to me. July 18th, I might have to check this one out just to check it out. It's the Who's Afraid of the White Man comedy show at 8 p.m. That's on July 18th, the Who's Afraid of the White Man comedy show. It's $20 tickets. You can contact Player T, that's me. Baldhead Fred is a headliner. So anybody knows Baldhead Fred, that is something that he would do. And it also features D-Hawk and more. That'll be at 11023 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. So while I do that, the last thing I want to do before I head out to do anything is to deal with the person who's been very, like, patient. Waiting very patiently. The 216703. 216703. How are you doing?
Excellent. What's up with it, Sheriff?
Oh, man. We mentioned you earlier about the Black Man's Army event that happened. Good for the hood. You know, to have that many people come through and have an excellent time. And then we also played, I be dropping bars. So what's happening?
Hey, I do be dropping bars, but at the same time, I just wanted to call in, let everybody know, if you go on YouTube, type in Joseph Motley Jr., it's 16 songs up there, some videos,
wow,
some pictures or whatever. The Sheriff is through my music as well, doing his thing all the time, every time, always working hard on the grind. And I'm doing the same thing. So once again, Black House Sound, I want to show love to Brother Carl Endo Dub that's helping me out with a lot of things geared up to the music. And I just
okay.
want to call in and just tell all the people Blackout Sound, we not stopping. We going to continue to keep going, and we need support. But at the same time, if y'all can just go on that website, back on YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., check out the videos. Really appreciate it. And the Sheriff,
all right,
through it.
You didn't lie, man. I appreciate that, too. I really do. Man, it's a great time because in looking at everything that My Life Comes First. That will debut on the Alfred Porter Jr. With the Sheriff's Hat. It will debut tomorrow, 10 p.m. That's like Cleveland Standard Time. And I love the lyrics on that song. And with that being said, I want to let people know also tonight, 1 a.m., SOTC Radio at Cleveland Standard Time, 1 a.m. That's on WCSB 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. I don't think they take off for the holiday. It's college. And Saturdays at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 216 Radio 89.3 FM on WCSB.org. You know, we have a lot of things that we'll be talking about next week. We'll be talking about role models from Rick Ross, Diddy, my man Suge Knight. That particular thing comes from some things I'd already looked at in comparison to what my man Joseph Motley Jr. added to onto that from Black House Sound. So that'll be a real interesting one. I think some people might be mad at that episode, but I'm looking forward to that. We'll also bring up a name of Daniel Ficker. You know, before I leave out tonight, I think I'll bring that name up tonight because, you see, he was shot and killed on July 4th, 2011 when Officer Kraska left his Cleveland assigned post. And he picked up Officer Mendek, who was off duty in Palmer. They thought that Daniel Ficker may have stole Mendek's fiance's jewelry at a party in Palmer. So, you know, Matt Kraska, who's left his post, picks up Dave Mendek off duty. They go to Daniel Ficker's home in Palmer, wait for him. They shoot Ficker in the chest during a struggle, killing him in front of, you know, the fiance and two children of Daniel Ficker. Now, no jury was found. Internal Affairs, good news. They found Kraska and Mendek guilty of violating many policies. But then they struck a deal with the police union. Both officers were allowed to beat it, basically leave the force with no charges. Fortunately, the family filed a wrongful death suit 3 years ago that will soon conclude. That is one of the reasons why, again, I can agree with what Councilman Zach Reed said earlier. Okay, the ones who did the shooting involved in 12 people being shot in Cleveland, that's domestic terrorism because it's causing murder and fear for some sort of reckless point of abandon, some sort of mission underline that they're going against set laws. Okay, terrorism, domestic terrorists. Cool, Zach Reed. I agree with you on that one. But when you have police going off duty, being picked up by somebody who was on duty, but they're out of position and go to another city without any supervisor telling them what to do on a whim and shooting somebody point blank range and killing them, that's domestic terrorism, too. Shooting a 12-year-old in 0.07 seconds. You can say 2 seconds because it was 2 seconds when a police car pulled up at Cadell Rec and he jumped out and shot. But when you just open up the door and fire without a warning, that was done in 0.07 seconds. That's domestic terrorism, I would think. Slamming a woman like Tanisha Anderson down, sitting on her chest while she's crying out in duress, and she dies on the cold, hard concrete, that's domestic terrorism, I would think. 37 times, one man on the hood of a car firing down 49 times, and your occupants don't have a weapon? Come on, Zach Reed, join me. Domestic terrorism all the way around. Hey, I backed you up, but do you have the guts to back me up? I'm going to tell you like this here. The 216-650, I'm going to have to talk to you because definitely, Sister Smith, I will plan on doing some things myself and Brother Art. She called before. We'll be on the front lines to help her out in what she needs done. The reason I can say that is because that's how you deal with things. We appreciated her coming to our meeting. And as a matter of fact, we're going to make sure the system rises and falls. Well, my man, HJS Music. Peace. stay safe.
Music. And that's just how it is. We all gonna have our good days. We gonna have them days that's not so great. But you gotta search in your heart, and you gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I want to blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line. And there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do. Like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see, this life gets away from you fast, and I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more, unless I spend a bill on my jeans or more. It's crazy how I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gone rock and hit the proof right now. When there's a million ways to lose your soul, how about some self-control, you feel me? I speak it to the world as a whole, dog, and now I'm getting ready to roll. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is, how it is nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art, and the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand. Kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you could only play the cards that you see, but me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally free.
As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, yeah. I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall,
you know.
I ain't even tripping at all.
No,
I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall,
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 as I rise and fall.
Peace.